Bueno, ahí está la música. Bienvenidos on this special edition de Fuel Pasión. And what a way to be able to just introduce, primeramente, José Feliciano. Una canción tan impresionante that we've known over the years, which is Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas. We hope that you guys have enjoyed your holiday season. And we also hope that it's been spent in a time to be able to reflect, but also to be joyful. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Noan El Boricua. I am your host here at Fuel Pasión Podcast. And we are so excited to give you just a really special, special Christmas edition de parte de nosotros para ustedes through our pillar of faith in celebrating the birth of Jesus. So without further ado, we already know we have a wonderful Sunday intro to us, but we also have our music here at Fuel Pasión. Y como siempre, en 3, 2, 1, welcome. Familia, we just want to say thank you guys so much for to be able to join us on this episode of Fuel Pasión, where it's really just understanding as we just want to pause in todo lo que estamos haciendo, everything that we're doing, we just want to pause because there is something de Navidad, of Christmas, that really, I think for me personally, it does make me feel very happy, muy feliz. But there are times that we, you know, imagine something worse or something that can go absolutely wrong. Ya saben que este año ha sido un año muy difícil. The pandemic, social unrest, politics, just everything that you can put under the sun in 2020. That has been a true challenge. Now, you may not, you know, you may think to yourself, well, oh yeah, no, I'm like, okay, hold on. Now, you know, you could be right, but at the same time, this year hasn't been all that bad. But I really hope there's been other options for you guys as well. We know as in season 2, as we're here ready to refuel, we understand that there are some challenges. And we understand that one big part of that is our mental health. So I hope maybe throughout this holiday season, maybe you've had the opportunity to watch your favorite Christmas movie. For example, in my family, Home Alone 1, especially Home Alone 2. Clearly, we watch it so many times. And or maybe it's setting up the Christmas tree. Or maybe it's getting your favorite, you know, recipe, the tamales from your abuelita or your tia, whoever that is. I know in my family, you know, being Puerto Rican, it's all about los pasteles, el pernil. And also know that from my wife's family, it is about the tamales. It's about, you know, I even know that for us, we even thinking about what do we want to have for Christmas this year? Pot roast? Do we want to go ham? So many options. But we just know that there's something about us that we just love to be able to celebrate La Navidad, Christmas season. So I hope really the point here is understanding that God wants us to experience joy. Again, God wants us to experience joy. And I think for me, when I think about the beauty of what we do, it's really understanding this is something that we shared in our video for Fuel Pasión Fridays on my Instagram. It is really understanding the importance of who God is in our lives. Now, for many that know, the reason why I wanted to start this podcast was one, I love to be able to tap into people's, like what makes them go? What is it that fuels them that they operate at a level of excellence that, yo, it's unreal. So for me, as I'm learning that process and I get the chance to be able to conectarme with other people, no matter what industry you're in, no matter what background you have, I am a really big proponent of understanding what makes you go. What is it that makes you connect? And for me, one of the big things that I love being able to connect with is with, you know, leaders that believe in God, with, you know, pastors, even artists that, you know, they sing Christian music. So for me, I almost said Christmas, but you guys get what I'm saying, right? Right? I think for me, it's really understanding. And I look at Matthew 1:23, where as we celebrate this Christmas season, the word of God says that, look, the virgin will conceive a child, that she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Isn't that amazing? And I know for many of us that believe in God and those of us that are, you know, Christian faith-based believers, we celebrate the birth of Jesus during these times. We celebrate that actually God became man. And there's a bunch of verses in the Bible that dive deep into the idea, but we love this verse for me in particular because it speaks to, like, it says that God is with us. And I'm going to repeat what I said in the video. I want you guys to notice, it doesn't say God against us or God for us only when we're doing good, or God for you, but not for your friend or your neighbor. It says God with us. Now, I want you to think about what that means for a second. Que Jesucristo, Jesus, would be born as a baby. He would eventually work for a living as a carpenter. And not only that, he would actually experience a death of his best friend. He would get betrayed by another friend. You want to talk about a novela? And then being ridiculed by family and those that he cared about. All of those things Jesus would go through growing up, born here on earth. And I think about, for us, 2020, it has been a year that's been challenging. Many of us have felt betrayed by, you know, government, law enforcement. Many of us have felt disappointed in them. Many of us have felt like, yo, what is going on with my job, or what is going on with my relationships? We've had so many challenges, and some of us has had harder moments where in this pandemic, we've lost loved ones. Some of us just don't understand why 2020 has been so hard. But here's the crazy part. On the flip side, this baby Jesus that we celebrate, he also experienced growing up laughter. He also experienced good food. He also experienced helping people, loving people, serving people. And he also went to a few good, really, really good parties that we read in the Bible in the New Testament. See, Jesus would experience what it meant to be human through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I know for many of you, what fuels you, even in the midst of all that 2020 has thrown at you, you have found the opportunity to laugh. You have found the opportunity to get the promotion. You have found a way to be able to, you know, provide for your family and your loved ones throughout this pandemic. You have found the opportunity to be able to fuel all that just, you know, gives you the passion to get to the next level. You've done that by the grace of God. You've had the opportunity to be able to experience some good Zoom parties. Come on. Like, you guys know what I'm talking about. I love my job. We had some of the most amazing Zoom Christmas parties or holiday parties that really, to be honest, are pretty competitive to doing the ones in person. As a youth worker at my local church, we actually did our first ever virtual Christmas coffee house, where we actually did it through YouTube Live. And it was a huge success. Here's the thing. Jesus would experience what we've experienced ourselves. I hope in this Christmas season, and I hope that on Christmas Day, that you can go for a walk and that you can be able to just notice everything that you see and hear around you. And I hope that you can pray, meditate about why it can be hard to believe sometimes that Jesus actually has experienced similar things like you. Now, before we close out the year, I just want you guys to leave you with that thought. The opportunity to know that God is with us and that God is going to help us every step of the way. Muchas gracias, everyone. We just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us throughout this Christmas week. We know that although there's a lot of regulations that are going on, you still took the time to be able to listen to us. We hope that you guys can continually follow us on Instagram, Fuel Pasión Podcast. If you guys have any ideas or questions and you would love to be able to throw for us, so that as we get ready for the new year 2021, hit us on an email. Get us at fuelpasionpodcast@gmail.com, and we would be more than excited to hear you out and to be able to implement that. Once again, my name is Noan El Boricua, and I hope you guys give us the opportunity to be able to just, you know, rate us there on whatever platform you listen to us here on Fuel Pasión. And more importantly, share it with a friend. Share it with someone that you may think that they're going through some moments. And as we're walking through this whole Fuel Pasión season, that we get the opportunity to be able to bless them as well. Look, I'm super excited. And as always, our music's going to close us out. Enjoy the rest of this holiday season. Please be safe. Wear your mask. Maintain your distance. Y como siempre, recuerda de tu cultura, tu fe, tus conexiones to fuel your pasión.